Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Osiris.
Hello. And what is happening, and welcome to yet another episode of Inappropriate Happiness. And today's a very special day, ladies and gentlemen, on Inappropriate Happiness, because I am joined, as always, by my dude, the legend himself, Isaac Sloan, but I am also joined by my dear friend, my band leader, my brother in shining arms, Mr. Marco Benevento. And this is a real power trio right here, guys. How's it going?
This is a good hang right here. I agree. Power trio. Thanks for having me, Karina and I, Boogs. I love you guys.
Dude.
Marco, this is the best, actually. I'm delighted to do this on a Tuesday afternoon with you.
Yeah, what a great day, huh? What a great day.
What a great day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is the best, and this is very kismet. We are here. Marco and I are here in Woodstock, New York, at Marco's studio, Fred Short Studios, at the beautifully newly renovated Fred Short Studios. Things are completely different here, and it's an amazing thing. And we have Isaac on the phone down in New York City. The three of us, you know, obviously we go way back, and it's great to be connected via the airwaves with you, Isaac, from up here in Fred Short.
Oh my God, I am jealous of the hang you are having. I love Fred Short Studios, and yeah, well, you guys just both had an incredible weekends, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We hosted our very first festival called Follow the Arrow in Acard, New York, and had so many guests, so many friends, family as well. It was the Benevento Family Band debut performance featuring Katie, my wife, and my dad, and my cousins, and our kids, and that was a really fun part of that day. And we had Michaela Davis, we had Karina Reichman's band, Scott Metzger was a guest, Leon Michaels spun records, and also played with us, The Slip, Andrew Barr, Brad Barr, Nathan Moore, Mark Friedman. We also had Sam Evian play with us, which was really a great moment of the night. We played a Jerry Rafferty tune. It was kind of awesome. I didn't even know the jam, but it was awesome. So much fun. Elvis Perkins sat in with us, and I'm probably missing some other folks, but Burnell Pines. It was just a great upstate party. First year, like I said, and it went really well. It was at Arrowwood Farms, which is a cool venue and restaurant and brewery. And it was just like a great down-home fest in the field. One stage, everybody just used the same gear. The spirit of Woodstock was fully there. It was just great. It was awesome. So we hope to do it every year. It was well received, and it went smoothly. It was great. Yeah, dude, we missed you. But we heard you've been doing some traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Isaac, definitely. You were in, like, Dublin, right? What you were doing?
I was in Liverpool
too.
In the UK, and then Dublin, and now I'm back home. And
wow.
Sad to have missed your festival. So I know it was the debut of the Benevento Family Band playing out in front of a ticketed audience, but I have been treated to many performances by the Benevento Family Band in your home.
That's
and
very true.
Were there any David Bowie covers?
No, but we did lots of covers. We did it was kind of a eclectic bag of covers. We did Stay by Rihanna. We did a Harry Styles tune, Sign of the Times, because we all went to see him at MSG a few months ago and like loved it, and we really we're Harry fans for sure. And yeah, we did some Dead. Isla sang Ramble on Rose. And yeah, we did Talking Heads, yeah, we pulled it together. We had a half an hour set, and we rehearsed a bunch at the house because, you know, like some of my cousins don't even play instruments, you know, so like there was like, you know, my cousin Big Eye, we call him Big Eye because all the mics in the family, every firstborn kid in like all the cousins in the families, they were named Mike after our grandfather. So everybody's named Mike. So all the Mikes have different nicknames. My brother, Mike, he's Big Mike. He's the oldest one. Big Eye is another Mike. And then there's Mikey, who you know, Grumbo and Skillet, Mikey. And who iBooks has met before, right? Okay.
You met Mikey Petrella?
So anyway, yeah. Mikey Petrella,
totally,
shout out. So yeah, dude, it was like, it was really fun. They pulled it together. They rallied. We rehearsed a bunch over here in the studio, and yeah, it was so fun. Busy day, like, you know, there from, you know, 9 a.m. to 12 to midnight, you know, just like everybody doing as much work as they can to make it happen. Grassroots vibes, awesome stuff.
Marco, the way that your father sang that, is it an Italian tune? Of course it was. What was that? What did your father
yeah.
say?
Yeah, my father sang Voce Notte, which is a traditional Neapolitan song. And, you know, growing up, that was what my dad did to me. You know, if I came home late, you know, and my parents were still having a party with their friends, my dad would be like, Bunky, because that's my nickname. And, of course, Karina, you call me that now. I love it. Bunky, go play the piano. Go, let's play a Voce Notte. And he'd, like, whistle it to me, and I'd kind of figure it out. And just over the years of doing that, yeah, I got a good catalog in my brain of a lot of Italian songs, and I really do like them. Just good minor-y songs about how the man thinks his lady's cheating on him, and he doesn't know if she's true to him, and why doesn't, you know, all this like betrayal and love, and like, so great lyrics and great chords and melodies.
It's amazing. So, he killed it.
We did Voce Notte. My dad, like, it was like my dad was in the piazza, like in a small Italian town, finally singing to all the people.
Because
he's jealous of me. He's like, I wish, you know, he wants to be a musician, you know, or, you know, he wants to, you know, he's happy that I'm so happy doing what I love to do. So he has quite a bit of a voice himself. You know, he does like to sing. He's a bit of a showman, good guy to have at a party, you know, likes to talk and be awesome.
Beyond. So, and we were very luckily treated, because we'll work backwards here, because Marco, I want to hear what you thought when me and my band of lunatics rolled into your festival at around 12:30 while the Benevento Family Band was on stage, bleary-eyed, worn hard and put away with. But before we get there, the day after, you know, we got to go to Sunday pasta with your parents, which was just the best. And, you know, I've heard about Sunday pasta from you guys for so long. And, you know, you can't pick your parents, but man, Marco, you got gifted some really, really, really good ones. So hospitable, just the best, hilarious, so easy to get along with, you know, come as you are, you know what I mean? They're so cool, and I love them so much. And it was so fun to eat pasta with your family after an absolute whirlwind. And so let's go for the whirlwind vibe, because ladies and gentlemen, I played Bonnaroo the night before Follow the Arrow, and it was just the greatest. I have no words for what I experienced there, but I'll try to find some. It was the coolest thing that has ever happened to me. And we played at 9 p.m. on the Who stage, and just absolutely, I've never sweated that much in my life, I don't think, in sports or music. And it was absolutely crazy. We had an amazing turnout. I'm so grateful. If you were there, thank you for coming. And it was just incredible, you know? And then we ended up, what happened was we played. And then we got off stage and raged until we got picked up at 2 a.m. And right after our set, you know, we got to see King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which was incredible. We got to see J. Cole. We got to see Goose. And then, you know, halfway through the Goose set, we got picked up, brought to our car, taken. And then Jeff, shout out to Jeff Volkhausen, my lighting guy and Marco's lighting guy and best friends in second grade. Jeff took us, you know, from, you know, 2:30 a.m. till, I don't even know, you know, 4 a.m. we pulled into the airport. And yeah, we're talking no sleep, like literally zero sleep. We went to the airport, you know, boarded our flight at 5:20 a.m. There was, you know, and then we landed in Newark at 9 a.m. And then shout out to Adam November, my dear bandmate and one of my favorite people on this planet. He drove us on no sleep from Newark to the Hudson Valley to the Follow the Arrow Festival, and we pulled in right as the Benevento family band was playing. And Marco, were you?
I mean, what a whirlwind for you. Amazing. Just to go back, congratulations. Yeah, Bonnaroo, Karina,
dude,
rock star. Love it. Wish I could have seen it. So awesome. And
thanks.
So yeah, the fact that you were when I saw you, knowing what was what was about to happen, you rocking Bonnaroo, and like there's one flight that you can get, you know, takes you to Newark, and then you could drive, you know, not sleeping. I was like, oh man, I don't know. Hopefully they'll make it. And we were playing our set, yeah. And I saw Karina, and Chris and Adam and Jeff sort of pull up, walk around backstage, and I was like, yes, they made it. It made me feel so happy. Knowing, you know, I mean, we do that as musicians, you know, every maybe once a month. Yeah, there's always that sort of questionable travel where you're like, gotta play through, you know, and maybe not sleep and hopefully get to that gig on time, because you gotta do everything you can to do every gig you want to do. And that was amazing. I was so happy to see you there. I was also psyched. You guys played so well. Chris Corsico killed it, you know, and he rarely, you know, he doesn't play with us that often. And I was just amazed. And he played incredible with Andrew Barr. There was a double drum moment there. But anyway, Chris, shout out. You're the bomb. Killed it.
So good. So good. Yeah, it was so amazing. And he was so nervous and so tired. And I was so nervous and so tired. Yeah, and, you know, just like, you know, it was one of those things. But honestly, going up to your I realized, you know, I mean, we could have been flying anywhere for any gig, you know what I mean? But to be coming to your festival in the Hudson Valley, surrounded by friends and family, like, just like, you know, it was like, you know, being received with a hug by all these people. And it was such a nice vibe, just a beautiful event, you know, so fucking intimate, so fucking beautiful. You know?
Oh, it was so beautiful. I can't wait for it to be expanding, for it to just get better and better and evolve over time, and, you know, have more and more bands and everything like that. But yes, amazing Hudson Valley hug right there.
It really was.
That part of Karina's gig is going farm to farm playing City Kids.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
thing.
So funny.
Yeah. And I always, so I think about it, 'cause there's a line in City Kids where it goes, you know, barefoot, you know, I see you. I see you. And you're barefoot on the lawn. How can we get along? We can't. And I'm literally singing it to a bunch of people who are barefoot on a lawn all the time. And I hope that they're not so offended. Funny. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't mean any harm. I'm just, you know, it's just a lyric I wrote years ago. I don't know.
It's so funny. Yeah. I love that.
Farm to farm,
total
babe.
City kid. City kid. Punk rock city kid.
Yeah, you know the vibe. You know the vibe. But it's been great to be here in the opposite of the city with you for the last few days, Marco. And I love, you know, it was a nice come down. You know, I got to sleep for 11 hours. We had Sunday pasta. Yesterday we went swimming and grilled. And it's been a very pastoral reset. So thank you. And now, Marco.
Oh, man.
Dude, we are about to head out on tour, like right after we hang up with Isaac, which is so next level. We are going to play two nights in Rochester, then Pittsburgh, then the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland, and then Electric Forest on Saturday. I can't even tell you how stoked I am for all of this.
Yeah, yeah, same here. It was nice to have a crazy Hudson Valley hug, like you said, and then have some days off, sort of recharging the batteries a bit, even though we've been having a lot of fun here, staying up late. But just being in one place feels nice, and especially up here, it's great. And yeah, I'm excited to play a bunch of the new tunes from the new record over the next couple days. So
me too.
Fun.
Yeah, and y'all.
Yeah, congrats on the new album.
Yes.
Bro.
Thank you. We're all figuring out how it's gonna all work live. So it's like this is in the next 5 days. So we'll learn a lot about it. So,
ladies and gentlemen, it's called Benevento. He plays every instrument on this record, and it goes, dude. You got to check out Benevento if you haven't. Our fervent listeners, turn it on. Turn it on right now. It's so great.
Yes.
I love playing this stuff. It's so epic. And honestly, we did a Relics live stream last week, and we played five tunes from the new record, and man, they're happening. They are happening. I'm very excited to bust them out.
Me too. Same here. Yeah, man. iBugs, what are you doing, man? What are you doing this week? You want to come in the van? Get in the van.
Yeah, man.
I know. It's so tempting. You know, to our listeners, I've had the incredible privilege of being on tour with these two and Jeff Volkhausen and DB and Julian Booker, and it is a kind of I can't even describe the feeling of being on the road with y'all. It's unlike any other kind of rock and roll magical tour that anyone could go on. It is so dope. Y'all know how to live on the road, off the road, and I mean, the summer's here, and I think you guys are just gonna crush it.
Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
I'm excited. Yeah, thanks. All right, folks. We always love having you. We always love having you on the road with us.
I you know, I'll reprise my role in the back of the van at some point soon. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, of course. For life. For life.
For life. Isaac's done it all. He sold the merch. He's been, you know, a glimmer of hope in the morning when you wake up completely hungover and screwed up. And he's like, yo, 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 we got to go. And it's just the best. It's such a great addition to our lunatic family here, which is, I agree with you, Isaac, unlike any other touring party that I think exists. I don't know how I stepped into to this role here, but I'm delighted that I did. And it's just,
and you know, Karina, it's just a great way to see your country. Get out there on the open road, town to town, meet the folks.
Do the thing. True. Shake the hands.
Do the thing.
You're absolutely right. And I, you know, before I became a touring musician, I never, if our listeners could hear what my microphone might have just picked up, that is a peacock that lives at Marco's house that vocalized to its friends. How many peacocks do you have here, Marco?
That's right. It's not just one peacock. There's six peacocks.
Six
here,
of them.
And they happen to be living in a peacock palace that's right next to the studio. So every once in a while, you'll just hear like a in the background. Like all my interviews and podcasts I've like heard, listen back to, I'm like, oh my god, you could really hear the peacocks like in the background. But that's what we got. We got goats up here too, two brother goats and some chickens and a cat, Whiskey.
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 It's such a vibe up here, man. It is such a vibe. It's really, it's a beautiful thing. It's such a reset from it all. So this is,
absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I was saying, like, before I became a touring musician, I hadn't seen any of the country, like, really, you know what I mean? Like, my family's European. We would go to Europe every summer, like, you know, to see family and friends and whatever. But, you know, I hadn't been to, you know, I was like 17 before I got to California, even, you know what I mean? And just like stuff like that. But now with this band, with my band, seeing and other bands, you know, I've really gotten to see so much of the country. And I think that's pretty rad. So it's a beautiful thing. And you know what? We got to just say, you know, Trey Anastasio played Grand Rapids last night and invited a 7-year-old kid up on stage to sing the song Bug with him. And it's kind of the cutest Amazing. Thing ever, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny.
I just wanted to shout it out real quick, just thinking about the open road and the fact that we, Marco, we're going to Grand Rapids in just a few days. So it's just kind of...
That's very true, right?
I'm like, oh my God.
Maybe we can get the... Should we get the same kid to sit in with us?
Dude, let's get in touch with the kid. Her name, I believe, was Jovi.
Like, correct. Yes, Jovi.
Right? So like, we should just
and
get
And she
in
had
touch.
A sign... I guess a sign that said, can I sing a bug with you? Which I think is an excellent thing to write on a sign when you're a 7-year-old.
Agreed.
And yes, Trey brought her on stage. They sang the song together. I from what I gather, it was a very special moment. I watched the video. She absolutely nails it. It is totally, actually the best. And, I just, you know, I wrote down Trey's banter after she performs. He says, that was incredible, Jovi. You're so good. So good. You're amazing. She's amazing. So good. Wow. I don't know what to do after that. Wow. Thank you.
Wow. That's nice. You should make a poetry book of that, of like things that people say after someone sits in and just read it like that. That was
Ode
nice.
Ode to Jovi.
Wow.
Ode to Jovi.
Ode to Jovi.
Wow. Ode to Jovi. Wow. Amazing. I don't know what to do. Incredible.
Stage,
wow.
stage banter poetry.
And, you know, Marco, you recently, I mean, we got, you know, you have two daughters. Trey has two daughters. We all love kids over here. You had your younger daughter come and sit in at a J-Rad show at Red Rocks. And
oh yes, yeah. still beaming from that. That was insane.
Still high, still absolutely mm-hmm. over the moon. I mean, you know, and I told you this, but like, you know, the amount of people who wrote to me, somebody who is not in J-Rad, not associated with J-Rad, not mm-hmm. Isla's mother or aunt or anything, and quelled to me being like, oh my God, can you even believe it? Like, I can't even imagine
That's
how many,
so funny.
You know what I mean? Like, which is yeah. really true. And so did you just get like absolutely enveloped in texts and calls and snail mail and smoke
yeah,
signals?
Oh God, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, it was like, yes. Yeah. We broke the internet just from my family and cousins and everybody reaching out to me, or I broke my phone. My phone was real hot for an hour.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was such an amazing moment. And what's really sort of cool, unique about the moment is that it was very last minute. Like, it wasn't like Isla's going to come and we're going to do a rehearsal. And yes, she decided she's going to sing the song. You know, there was like none of it was pre-planned at all. So just the fact that Isla, and I'm even like just getting goosebumps thinking about it right now and just feeling so good, that Isla was just like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I know that song. I sang it with my best friend at the like last student concert or something. So it was like, all right. And she was like, do I have to? And I was like, no, you don't have to. And I was, and then she just sort of quiet for a minute. She was like, well, let's just go backstage and rehearse the third verse again, because that's the one I always forget. And I'm like, oh
Yo,
my God,
she is a professional.
You're so cute. And she did it. You know, we had her up, and it was just like, it felt so good. And she came over and she sat down on the piano bench in my sort of keyboard world. And she was like, do I have to go out front and sing it? I was like, no, you could just sing it right here. She's like, well, Tommy will sing it with me too. I was like, yeah, it's good. And I was like, in my mind, I thought, you know, yeah, like this is actually a comfortable place. Like, Isla and I sit on the piano bench together a lot. And it's like, hey, look, we're just home sitting at the piano. No big deal. Don't look up. Don't look at those people. That's just 10,000 people. No big deal. You know, just like, let's just go for it. And we did a Beatles tune. I've just seen a face, right? I've just seen her face. And she sang it and then ran right off stage. and it was such a great moment. Yeah, it was awesome. Just seeing those pictures from friends is like so fun. And Ruby, her older sister, was so proud of her. And, you know, all the people we were with were just like having the best time. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Like the coolest thing ever. I mean, you're going to remember that. But for those of you, she's 12. Isla's 12.
Isla's 12.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Isla's like, 12. You know, you're a 12-year-old kid, sold out Red Rocks. Like, it's a whole, right. You're going to remember that forever. And that takes guts, man. Like, and also the little girl who sang Bug with Trey, like, that is so intimidating, you know? It's just like you're performing in these enormous amphitheaters. And, you know, I don't know. I hats off to these two young women and many and many like them, you know what I mean? It's just I'm impressed, and Isla is the best, and it's just amazing, honestly, to watch your kids grow up, you know what I mean? Because, like,
right,
it's just,
I know,
crazy.
Yeah, you've seen them grow up, right? I mean, like, you've been playing with us for like 6 years,
yeah,
or 7 years,
yeah, totally.
So, you know, Isla 6 years ago was six, so it's like,
yeah, you're
that's a lot of growing. So yeah, you've seen them grow up. That's so funny.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. Oh. Anti K Rock.
There you go. I was right. Yeah. There, it's a real thing. And now Ruby, your older daughter, is taller than me, so that is just an absolute mindfuck. I don't even know.
Oh man, it is wild. I know, she's going to be a sophomore in high school. It's,
oh,
just crazy.
My God.
Isn't that weird? That's so weird. I even just saying that now, I'm that freaks me out.
I mean,
I'm a sophomore in high school.
I do too. I really do. Like, I really feel exactly the same. Like, like Karina, the sophomore in high school, is exactly the same as Karina, the 28-year-old who stands before you today. Like, literally. So I'm just like,
yeah, but Ruby's been, you know, her forever too. Like,
it's true.
Yes, we watched her grow up. But
that's
like,
very true.
You have very true, mature, awesome daughters.
100%, and very much themselves from the get-go. I feel like as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so right. Wow. Well, this is just a beautiful, wholesome Hudson Valley episode of Inappropriate Happiness now, isn't it? This is just a family affair.
So much happiness.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm
Karina,
happy. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Karina, if you were to sit in with somebody at 7 years old, would it be Gloria Estefan to sing Conga?
I just passed out. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I mean,
hilarious.
If it wasn't Conga with Gloria Estefan, it would be with the Black Eyed Peas to sing Where Is the Love. So yes, one of the two.
Wow.
Would really, really go the distance. Oh man. Yeah, dude. Oh my God. Ay ay ay. But Conga, that's a good image. That's a good image. For those who don't know,
that is a great image. That's,
I used to bug out to Conga. Yeah. I used to, like, you know, it was track five on Gloria Estefan's greatest hits, and man, I didn't listen to any of her other greatest hits. It was just track five over and over and over again. So absolutely. And Isaac, you at age seven, you know, you got to pick an artist. Who are you sitting in with? What's the song?
I think I would be sitting in with Twisted Sister to do We're Not Gonna Take It.
Oh,
because I just love the idea of 7 year old me next to Dee Snider, just like ripping it like Trey and Jovi last night. I have a sign that says, like, let me sing We're Not Gonna Take It with you.
Dude.
Oh my God, yes.
And Isaac used to have like look like a little Joey Ramone. Like, he had like long black hair and was like dressed like a rock star 100% of the time. Like, so good. I picture it so well. It's next level. Oh my Lord. And Marco, at 7 years old.
We know you're just 7 years old sitting in with James Booker. I know it. You know it.
Oh my God. Of course, James Booker. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, you know, realistically, 7 year old me, I don't think James Booker was alive. So I'm going to have to just switch gears and go with Def Leppard.
Singing what? I mean, what are you singing?
I think that was a big band for me growing up when I was in, I don't know, was that third grade, 7 years old? That's young. What do you think?
Photograph?
Yeah, I was just going to say Photograph, actually, but that's like, there's so many other great ones. But yes, Photograph. Def Leppard, Photograph, I'm in. I want to sing Photograph with you.
And they call you right up, and then you are just belting. Right, you're belting.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Dude, these are the moments. These are the moments. I mean, shit. There's so much to talk about. But, Isaac, I mean, you know, are we going to tie this in a nice bow? Do we have other, you know, is there anything else that any of the three of us feels like they just need to get off their chest? Marco, what else you got?
Just want to say it is really nice having you guys here. I love it. I love cooking for people. I love hanging out with people. I love having people in my house and in my studio. And it's so easy and lovely for Katie and I and the kids to have everybody here. So we love it when you come visit. And yeah, it was, again, Hudson Valley hug. So good. Such a great weekend. And especially seeing old friends, Mark, Brad and Andrew from The Slip and the family band. I mean, that's, you know, I really love the love. I love the family vibes. I love hosting. I love having. I love playing music for people. And I'm going to do it forever and ever and ever.
Yes, you will.
And that's all.
Yes,
so I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I just want to say I'm thankful. Got to get that off my chest.
Oh, Marco, thank God you said it. And I am going to echo that sentiment. But also I'm going to tell you, you know, you and Katie, hosts with the most, beyond, you know, these guys are cooking, they're cleaning, they're shepherding kids around, they're shepherding adult kids like myself and Jeff around, you know. we're so at home here, and thank you so much for having us. And you hear that, peacock listeners?
There
did you hear the peacock?
Yeah, peacock's thankful too.
The peacock's thankful. I'm so thankful. And it was, again, it was such a good vibe the whole weekend. The Bonnaroo thing, beyond surreal for me on every level, going back to when Isaac and I, 13 years ago, Isaac was 14, I was 15, we got taken to Bonnaroo under completely surreal and unbelievable circumstances, and then to go back 13 years later to play and to have it be like that is beyond the realm of my comprehension. And then to have found myself in the Hudson Valley with you a mere, you know, barely 12 hours later and to be greeted. And, yeah, you know, it just was the best thing ever. So, you know, we are inappropriately happy, Marco and I Boogs, just for all of this shit. It's just too much. It's unbelievable. I'm definitely riding the high off this weekend, and we'll take it with us on tour this week, Marco. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, like in an hour, I think we're leaving.
Like in an hour.
There we go.
Dude.
Let's take it all. Bring it on the road. Spread the love, baby.
Spread it. Give people a little bit of a relief from their lives. So we hope to see you out on the Golden Road. And, dude, Isaac, you got any parting words for the people?
You know, I echo everything you both have said and just extend it on to the next generation.
Yeah.
The future's here, man.
Exactly.
The kids, man.
Oh, we got to teach these kids. The kids are raging it. It's amazing. It really
is. No, but like, really, it really is. And I mean, there's so many people who have been amazing mentors, both musically and otherwise, to Karina and I. And I can only imagine for Marco as well. And, you know, to have Trey spreading that, and Marco and Karina just played for some pre-K kids. I don't know if we let the listeners know that. But like, you know, when you're young, your brain is like such a sponge, and to soak it up with music and good vibes and wholesome Hudson Valley hugs, it's just so, so real. It's a very real thing.
I could not agree more. And on that note, you know, we were shouting out our dear friend and producer, Marlo Shankweiler, Brian Brinkman, RJ B. We are thrilled to be here on the Osiris Network, and Inappropriate Happiness loves you, baby. And we love you, Marco. Thank you for joining us. This was the best.
Oh, Love you. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be. I'll come be a guest anytime, you guys.
My
I love
boy.
You.
We love you more. We Amazing. Love you more. Oh, my God. And on that note, we wish you a wonderful week ahead. Can't wait to reconnect next week, Isaac. And y'all, be safe out there. Be good to each other. Teach your children well. Teach them about Gloria Estefan. teach them about Def Leppard. Go crazy with your bad self. You know? And we will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Osiris. This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.